Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Did either one of you get a phone call yesterday from Oprah Winfrey?
Nope.
No, I'm looking at my missed calls and nothing, man.
Oh, she's in your contacts?
I'm looking for some LA or is she in Chicago? Either way, I did not get a missed call.
Oprah is on the grind this week, y'all. She's calling people here in Texas, urging them to get out and vote. It's all a part of a partnership with Beto O'Rourke's Powered by People org. Anyway, this is kind of interesting. Her very first call ever was to a guy named Christian.
Okay.
And could you imagine the phone rings? It's like, is this Alex Franco? Yes. Hi, who's this? Hi, Alex. This is Oprah Winfrey.
See, I would have hung up.
Oh, my God.
I would have hung up because these fake calls that are recordings are so good now, I would just think it was a prank.
Right. But if she's responding, hey, is this Alex Franco? Yes.
And then that's when.
Hi, Alex. This is Oprah Winfrey.
But remember, there were companies telling you, like, not to say yes, but and they
yeah,
record
that's true.
That. So that's why I would freak out. I would never think Oprah was calling me.
So anyway, she asked if he was on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being not at all likely, 10 being absolutely likely. How likely is he to get out and vote yesterday for the first day of early voting? And here's how the call went.
Hi, is this Christian?
Yes, Master speaking.
Hi, this is Christian. This is Oprah Winfrey. It really is Oprah Winfrey.
But I just want to confirm, is this Oprah?
This is Oprah Winfrey.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Christian, I'm a volunteer with Beto's group Powered by People calling about the upcoming election. First, I want to thank you for being you're a Texas voter, right? And as you may know, early voting begins tomorrow.
Yes, yes, it does. That's right.
On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being I'm never going to vote, and 10, I'm definitely voting. What number describes you, Christian?
I'm an 11. I'm already there tomorrow at 8 a.m. actually.
Oh, really?
I mean, I think all elections about it. There's no. It's difficult to say that one is more severe than the other. But the nature of this one has really, really stuck out. I think I speak for a lot of people, right, in terms of agreement, that this one is just an absolute must. And for the first time, I feel even more empowered to galvanize at least a friend or two, right? Without a doubt, my significant other and I will be voting together. But if we can give someone a ride, or if I can, you know, at least just ensure that my dear friends are voting themselves, this is the time to do it.
Well, hey, you're my first call, and you're already an 11. I don't know what to say about that. That's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, Oprah, this is so awesome. Wow.
Model citizen, thank you so much. All right.
Take care, Oprah. Thank
bless,
you.
Bless, bless.
He was so well-spoken.
Seriously.
I would be in shock that I was talking to Oprah, and he's just, like, throwing out words like galvanize and stuff. Like,
I don't even know what that means.
I know.
Is he a teacher?
Imagine, though, like, her first call was, like, someone that just couldn't stand Oprah and just hung up on her. How defeated Oprah would feel. Oh, that would have sucked.
Y'all, when it comes to voting, I could not be more proud to be a Texan. Two stats that I want to share with you that is so incredibly encouraging. Of Travis County's more than 850,000 eligible voters, a record 97% of us are registered to vote in the November 3rd general election. Then, yesterday, despite long lines and technical issues, Central Texas turned in a record first day of early voting. So
awesome.
People are impassioned
nice.
To
yep.
vote, and we're getting out there and we're actually doing it, which is very, very exciting.
The iPhone 12 was announced yesterday, and it has a brand new design. The traditional, like, rounded edges are now flat, like a throwback to, like, if you had an iPhone 4 or 5. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And
Sarah still does.
No, she...
Whatever.
Out of the three of us, I'm the one with the oldest phone. I have an 8 Plus. You can pre-order the iPhone 12, we found out, on October 16th, this Friday, and it's released on October 23rd. Now, here's the one thing that upset some people yesterday, is that Apple is totally removing the wired headphones out of the box, as well as the wall charger. You're not going to get a wall charger anymore in a new iPhone.
Did you hear why, though?
No, but I know I have like 15 of them at home, so I'm good.
I read this last night, that there's like, I'm going to, hopefully this is right, that there's like 2 billion bricks already out there and everybody already has headphones. So they actually can put 70% more product on like a trucking bed. It's so much lighter without those two things in the box. It's cheaper for them to deliver it to you. And I was like, well, where's those savings for me?
Right, exactly. Glad the richest company in America is saving a few bucks.
In Sarah,
and I mean, they say it's for like eco purposes.
Yeah,
but it's also saving the money.
Exactly, we're not saving much. That phone in particular is $829. Now, if you have little hands or if you wanna look really skinny, Apple has you covered as well. There's an iPhone 12 mini, which is actually pretty cool. It's a 5.4-inch screen. It's an edge-to-edge. Literally, it's the whole screen that you can pre-order on November 6th. And it's still expensive for a mini, $729. It's going to be released on November 13th. Similar features to the regular iPhone 12. So it's if you just want something really small and not bulky, that's for you. Now, for me, I'm getting the iPhone 12 Pro Max. It's Apple's biggest phone ever. It's a 6.7-inch screen, y'all. Three cameras on the back. I'm going to pre-order it on November 6th. It's $1,100, though.
Well, your wife's going to get the mini one, so she can just stick with what she's used to.
Shut up.
Oh, my God, boys.
Seriously.
Hey, boys, did y'all clear your schedule for Claire last night?
Oh, my gosh. Look what you did.
That was straight up a ripoff of what The Bachelorette was doing. But the new Bachelorette premiered last night with Claire.
Sarah, I have a big question because I didn't watch it. Was it the most dramatic Bachelorette ever?
Because every season
I think it's going to be because we already kind of know, at least the rumors have been, that she falls in love with one of the guys and then leaves because they're like in love and why be on the show anymore? So they do have an upcoming episode where Chris Harrison is saying like this has never happened before.
Oh, man.
You literally blew up The Bachelorette and she's crying. Anyway, she's 39. Like, most of the contestants, it felt like we're in the 26 to 30-year-old range. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I mean, I get it. Like, you want some, like, good-looking dudes. But could you at least have thrown, like, one old man in there? Like, one 40-year-old? Just because she's 39. Why does she want to date a 26-year-old guy?
Well,
right?
Maybe she does. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe she does.
I didn't ask her.
I mean, she's on the show for a reason.
But you know what's interesting about this whole season is obviously it was shot during the pandemic. So they had to shut down production. But while it was shut down, that gave her an opportunity to do some serious stalking online of the contestants on the show. Mm-hmm. Claire was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and she confessed.
So were there people then you went in going yes or no before you even met them?
I wouldn't say that it was a hard yes or a hard no, but there were definitely things that I saw that were red flags. For example, I'm not a drinker at all, and some of the guys were boozing it up, partying, doing backflips off of boats, and I was like, is that my husband? Probably not.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's cheating, dude.
I know.
Well, that's cheating.
And one of the guys, Alex, messaged her during quarantine, which was against the rules, but she was so happy he did. She kissed him last night. There was an Austin Chef page. He didn't even get a conversation with her because there was some drama she had to take care of, so he got kicked off the first night.
What?
And he was like, crying almost, and I was a little confused. I was like, you didn't even talk to her. How can you be in love with her? Anyway. Typical Bachelorette stuff.
For more on these stories, just text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming online or through your smart speakers in the radio.com app.